Welcome, everyone. It's Parkside Today on WIPZ-FM, featuring conversations with members of the UW-Parkside learning community, and today, the Ranger wrestling community. I'm John Melke, Director of Strategic Communications. It's my pleasure to welcome Rangers wrestling coach and former Ranger wrestler Corey Van Grohl, former Ranger wrestler, wrestling assistant coach, and Director of Athletic Facilities Craig Becker, and a wrestler who recently completed what has to be the most amazing Ranger wrestling career on the books, Nick Becker. Gentlemen, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Thank
you. You know, I got to admit, it's a little intimidating sitting here with so much wrestling history here at Parkside. Corey, you earned All-American honors in 2009 at 165 pounds. Craig, you won the NCAA Division II National Championship at 149 pounds in 2010. And Nick, you just finished an undefeated career as a Ranger, winning your third consecutive NCAA Division II National Championship. That's very impressive, and congratulations to each of you.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank you.
And while that in itself is pretty amazing, Craig and Nick, your family accomplishments at UW-Parkside, they kind of border on just about crazy. Your brother Kyle earned All-American honors in 2008, and your brother Brad won the NCAA Division II national title at 157 pounds in 2006. And Corey, you were a teammate of both Craig and Kyle. So for each of you, what does it mean to be a part of this legacy?
Well, I was actually, I had Brad, Kyle, and Craig, so all on the same team. So I got hit with those guys, you know, every practice partner I turned to, I had a Becker. So it really kind of a unique and situation to be able to wrestle and train and see these guys develop as athletes and as people, from Brad all the way down to Nick. And I've known Nick since he was 9, 10 years old, and he came on a couple of wrestling trips, and I just remember him running around and just this little kid, and to see him at this point now is pretty, it's unique, it's special, a lot of fun.
Yeah. So Craig, you get to take the first Becker answer to that one.
Yeah, no, I think it definitely was unique in itself, and I know for me, and I think for our entire family, the success we've had as wrestlers and just student athletes at Parkside's been a humbling one. You know, I don't think any day goes by that any of us take anything for granted, what was offered here at Parkside, and to do it with, you know, my two older brothers, and then to Nick have Nick come here these past 4 years, 3 years, was special to say the least. You know, I looked up to my oldest brother, Brad and Kyle, when they were student athletes here, and kind of wanted to follow in their footsteps. And I think probably Nick, at some aspect, wanted to do the same thing. And just to feed off one another's energy and work ethic and desire to compete at this level was special.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Craig kind of hit it right on the head. Growing up, and like Corey said, when I was younger, I was always running around the Parkside wrestling tournaments and looking up to these guys. And obviously, I looked up to my brothers the most, but there's a lot of former alumni that I remember watching wrestle and compete. And I think I've taken little bits and pieces from a lot of those guys and the way they handled themselves and just them as a wrestler. That's kind of stuck with me, but all of this and all of our success, I think it wouldn't have been possible without Coach Cook. And he developed the tradition that we've had at Parkside, and I'm very grateful for Coach Cook.
So when you're running around the Parkside wrestling room as the young one in the Becker family, did you ever think, you know, I think someday I'm going to have about 3 national championships. I think I can do that.
I think I always had dreams and aspirations of being great, but to say that I would win 3 national titles and go undefeated, that was never in the back of my mind. But I will say that coming here the first, I don't know, week or two I was on campus, I knew I didn't want to lose, but I never, I guess, thought about the undefeated streak or whatever. And I've said this in other interviews before with other people. I think it has a lot to do with the people around me and the preparation that I took into each match, just focusing in on that one specific match and never really looking past that.
So I said to someone last week, you know, 89-0 is pretty amazing no matter what you're doing. No one goes 89-0. Someone has a bad day, you know, just things don't fall their way in a particular match or a particular game. How do you do 89-0?
That's a tough question. I really don't know it all, I guess, right now. Maybe later on in my life I'll look back and reflect and figure it out. But I do know a lot of it has to do with the mindset, what's in between your ears. There were some matches where I wasn't feeling great. I was injured or sick. And Coach Van Grohl, especially this past season, he talked a lot about mindset and getting your mind in the right place. And that has definitely helped me out a lot.
So, Corey, what personal experiences have helped you coach Nick and the rest of the team this year to such a successful season?
Well, I've been coaching for, I think, almost 10 years, so 8, 9, 10 years. So that certainly helps in getting that experience under a lot of different wrestlers and personality types. I've been wrestling since I was, really, really young. Second grade, I think I started. So I got a lifetime of wrestling as a competitor and a good amount of years as a coach. So that all helps. I read a lot. I study a lot of sports psychology, but really to help Nick, I think it also helped knowing him. If I didn't know him stepping into this year, I think it'd been a lot harder to figure out what he needs. So it's just easier to read him a little bit this year. But really, who can prepare themselves to coach a three-timer, And I'm stepping in after he won two already. He's undefeated. And I just step out of the way, let him go, and cheer him on and be there if he needs something. So
So Craig, you're as assistant coach, tell me the difference between coaching someone who's not your brother and coaching your brother, and how your experience as a national champion, how did that come into play in working with Nick?
Yeah, it's definitely a different dynamic, one that you don't see every day. But a lot of that, I would say had to stem from Nick's just his willingness to work every day, the amount of effort. He came into the practice room every day, regardless, like you said, if he was injured, having a bad day, sick. He made it easy for me to, and I think easy for Corey and Greg Lewis, to really focus on, the other 30 guys in the room. And Nick has always been someone that leads by example, and I think it definitely helped our team this year and our success we've had with them looking up to him and seeing the type of work ethic he's put into the program and the rewards he's gotten back from it. I think anyone knows in the sport of wrestling, it's, like I said, we've said it's a very unique sport. It's individual based, and a lot of the highs and lows are really come down on your shoulders, and it's a very emotional sport. And Nick was able to, be even keeled throughout those 3 years and just take it day by day and keep progressing.
And the little bit I know about wrestling, which is, I'll say a little bit, is that it can be one very, very small misstep or mistake that makes the difference between winning a match and losing a match, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Simple things like having your hands in the wrong place or, break your stance or break your positioning. It could be the matter of winning and losing a match.
So if I remember correctly on the Fox 6 interview that was done, and I think, Corey, you talked about the fact that you seem to let people come at you and you're not afraid to do that. What's that mindset like that gives you the confidence, I guess, to be able to let somebody come at you a little bit more than trying to maintain. You're not afraid to have them do that.
Yeah, absolutely not. I think that's just a style that I've adapted over these past 3-4 years, and a lot of the credit that goes to is Craig. He's kind of, you might not admit it or not, but he's kind of the same way when it comes to that. He would always let me get into his legs in the wrestling room, and it would be a tough time for me to finish, and a lot of times I'd get pissed off, but stuff like that, that's what helped me, and I guess just letting guys into my legs, I just feel really, really comfortable in there, and I found ways that I can score from in there and put points on the board, and that's really what my kind of wrestling philosophy is. Score as many points as you can and have fun in the process, and the wins and losses will take care of themselves.
Yeah, interesting. Corey, from a coaching standpoint, you know you're stepping into a situation where you've got a two-time national champion. Does it take pressure off, add pressure? How does it feel as far as the expectations beginning at, starting this season?
If you word it like that, I think it adds pressure. But with Nick and his leadership and the mine and his relationship long before I came, it took pressure off. And he's certainly a student athlete, and I certainly wanted to keep him in that role. But he was always a guy I could almost acted as an assistant coach at times because of his leadership, and the guys knew him, and to be honest, probably trusted him more than anybody at that. At least more me, because I came in August, and a month or two later we're in the wrestling season. So there's not a lot of time to build rapport with guys on the team, and so Nick was kind of that buffer and liaison, I guess you could say, for between me and the team. But with that being said, the team did a great job of buying in and in a quick hurry and adapting to the change. And I do know that Nick and was a big part of that. So yeah.
So from a team standpoint, and it's been pretty well documented that there were some conference sanctions this year which prohibited. UW Parkside teams from competing in certain competitions. But how did you view this year's team performance overall, looking beyond an individual wrestler?
It was outstanding. Everybody goes through highs and lows, every team, every individual throughout the year. So we definitely had a lot of those. But if we look at what counted, regionals and nationals, we really, really performed well. Not only the 5 All-Americans we had, there's 10 guys on a wrestling team. We had 10 really good performances, and then we had 6 go to nationals. And then we had 6 really good performances, and then we had the 5 All-Americans. And the best part about it was that our 3 seniors at nationals wrestled the best tournament of their lives. Nick. Matt Halverson at heavyweight and Frankie Antonia, they all wrestled the best they ever had, and that's what's really fun, seeing them not go out like that. But yeah.
So Craig, from a family perspective, yeah. what did it mean to see your brother pull off a three-peat?
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned, Nick. Probably, won't talk about this too much, but I think when he made the decision to come to Parkside, it wasn't in an arrogant sense, or I think Nick has always had that candid ability to be confident in his abilities and making sure that he's putting in the time and the work to be as good as he's been, at least, here at Parkside. And before coming here, I know that he had talked about some of his goals and were to be a 3-time national champ. And at the time, me and my older brother Brad were like, we knew how hard it was to win one. We're like, well, this will be interesting. So, believe it or not, though, I don't think anyone in the family doubted his ability. We knew it would take a lot, and Nick never really steered away from, hard work and putting in the time and, countless and countless hours and weekends and just the physical and emotional demand that he was willing to endure to be as good and as successful as he's been. It's it's almost ridiculous in a sense. Because I know the amount of time and hours, and Corey can probably attest to the amount of time and hours he put just to get to the level we're at. And for him to accomplish what he has is remarkable. And it's a great way to end the family legacy. Who would have ever thought, 15 years ago that, all four of us brothers would have wrestled for the same school, and wrestled for the Rangers and our family and our parents and mom and dad, to have them have the ability to come and watch almost every single one of our competitions, whether it's home or away, is neat and something you definitely don't see everywhere. So in that aspect, it was great. And as Nick mentioned before, we would be 100% remiss if we didn't, recognize Coach Cook, and he's the one who kind of spearheaded us, get into Parkside. One of our older cousins, Kelly Becker, who also wrestled for Parkside. This was in the probably mid to late 90s. He was kind of the one who started, and then our oldest brother Brad, and that's kind of how it worked from there. But Coach was the guy that had originally got Brad, and then us, we were to follow. So we thank him for his mentorship, at least for me and my older brothers, and then Nick, he can speak for himself, but I know he was huge.
Well, and for some of the people listening who don't know, Jim Cook was a wrestling coach at UW Parkside for ever. I think started here in 1971, and unfortunately we lost him last year. And I know, Corey, from your standpoint, he really had kind of like a little pipeline from that Denmark, Luxembourg, Casco area. So I can see how you end up here. And Craig just shared a little bit about how he gets here. How important was Coach Cook in your decision to come to Parkside when you were coming out of high school?
Well, I didn't know Coach personally. Like when I was in high school, I didn't know him that well. Mm-hmm. Certainly had that automatic respect for him, and every time I met him and talked with him, but. I knew there was something special going on at Parkside when I was getting recruited out of high school because of the relationships that I had. So I had some teammates, some former teammates, and some high school friends that went to Parkside and had a great experience and were role models of mine. And I looked up to them. We're close. Our families are close. And I always went down to Parkside and watched them compete and followed their careers real close. So naturally, it was a natural destination for me. And really inspired by how they developed as athletes and people, and that's a byproduct of Coach Cook, obviously. And obviously, the second I get on campus, you get to know him better and feel his impact, I guess. So, yeah.
He certainly meant not only a lot to the Parkside wrestling program, but to the university and also to the communities around. Racine and Kenosha, for sure. Mm-hmm. So, Nick, this question, maybe it's a bad question, we'll find out. But was there ever a moment as you were making your way to the third national championship where you thought, oh, shoot, I shouldn't have done that? And I know you got injured in the final match and you worked through that, but did you feel like you were in control most of the time, or any moments where you had concerns about how that was going to end up?
Yeah, throughout the whole season, I think any season, no matter or your skill level or personally for me or my teammates, I think Craig mentioned earlier, you're going to have your ups and downs. Wrestling so physically and emotionally demanding. There was times this year where emotionally and physically I just wanted to give up, but I might have never told anyone that. I don't know if I did. I can't remember, but good thing about wrestling is you wake up the next day and it's a whole new day and a whole new practice and just a clean slate. And that's kind of what I tried to, I guess, instill in my whole career is every day is a new day and make the best of it. And I guess to your point with that final match, was there ever a moment that I felt like I wasn't going to win? Probably not, just because the year before in the national tournament, I got taken down right away in the beginning. And I don't know what that is, if it's something with me and my mindset, but also in my high school state finals match, I got taken down right away in the beginning. So I think just with those experience in big matches, I was never going to count myself out. And then when the bloody nose came and it didn't stop, I was getting a little bit nervous just because I couldn't really get my offense going, and the match kept having to stop. But it was good to have these two in my corner, and Nick Fishback. They kind of calmed me down and just told me, you know, relax, you're all right, and that helped me a lot.
So some of the previous adversity, when you face that and you're able to get through that, that certainly helps you in future times when you run into something that doesn't go exactly as you might have planned.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those matches in my past career where it didn't go as planned or it didn't follow my game plan, I think this last one helped me with that a lot.
Good. So, Craig, what did it mean this year to be able to coach Nick a little bit? And how much coaching can you give a two-time NCAA champion?
If you had asked me that maybe 2 years ago, I'd probably say more then than now. If you had a chance ever to walk in our room and maybe watch practice, it was quite evident, you know, who was getting the better of who, and I'm leaning towards Nick when I say that. He's just, his progression the last, you know, 2 years, and you know, in summer competing, and just has really reached a new level, something that, you know, I wasn't used to, you know, feeling. And it, you know, coaching him and, you know, seeing him win his third, you know, and being in the corner for those national championship matches is definitely something that, you know, I'll hold with me forever. There's you know, only probably a handful of my college memories where, you know, I'll look back 20 years from now and be like, wow, that was pretty special. And I know, you know, several of his national championship finals matches would be right up on that list.
Mm-hmm. So from a coaching standpoint, going forward, for Corey and for Craig, what have you learned that you'll be able to apply next season, the season after being able to coach someone who has accomplished what Nick has accomplished?
Well, I think we've always known this. I think it kind of just reaffirms some things that when we're looking for, and when we're recruiting, bringing in new student athletes, kind of reaffirms that the character of a guy is really, really important. The talent is you have to have some sort of talent, obviously, and some sort of skill coming out. But the characteristic and the work ethic and the kid behind the wrestler in high school is the most important, because these guys are going to develop. And they're huge, and they're coming into Parkside, and there has to be they're coming into a new family, and we want them to be a fit culturally for us. And so there's a huge, huge, like, characteristic fit that I think reaffirms it with him. And I think that's a big part of it. Will we be lucky to get another three-timer someday? You know, I don't know, but if we do get a guy that's repeating, I think we can, you know, pull some things, some coaching things, or at least be familiar territory again. Other than that, it's, you know, just that hard work and that emotional stability and the just kind of even keen with everything. And I think that goes a long ways. And I think we can see that early on at an early age, before they get to campus.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Craig, from a coaching standpoint? What do you go forward with?
Yeah, and I think Corey touched base on it. And, you know, this is something that's Corey's really focused on, you know, in his first year. And I know that Coach Cook really helped develop throughout his tenure is just the culture in the room. Having, you know, that group of 30, 40 guys in the room working towards that same goal, you know, and having not only those individual goals, but also those team goals where they can get behind one another and really compete for the team. That's going to be huge for us moving forward. And I think we're going in the right direction as far as where we want to be as a team and the success, both team and individually. So
Nick, do you see yourself coaching in the future?
Yeah, absolutely. I think whether to the extent of the coaching, what level, that's kind of up in the air yet, but I do know that last week I just applied for a graduate assistant position here at Parkside.
Oh, mm-hmm.
So, and that's through the wrestling team. So hopefully that all works out and I'll be a grad assistant here for the next couple of years.
He knows the head coach though, so he might have a...
If I don't get the position, there's something wrong, I think.
Well, and if you're coaching someone and that wrestler goes, no, that you don't know what you're talking about, you can say, yes, I do. Look, there's my picture up there on the wall three times. Do that. Well, we've got just a few minutes left, and here's a question that I was thinking about all weekend. I thought, in the Becker household where all these guys are wrestling around, what's the most expensive thing you guys broke in the house as young guys? You had to break something, right? There's no way that you could be wrestling around in that house, something didn't break.
Probably Craig's head. He hit it on the fireplace mantle one time, and... I still don't think he's the same from it.
there's some late night trips to the hospital, you know, for stitches, running in the corner of a wall or the fireplace. But my mom had some plateware that some vintage plateware that is probably no longer a matching set, let's just say, in the living room. So,
but she, given the number of national championships you guys have brought to the house, she's probably forgiven you for that. Well, again, Nick, congratulations on your success. Craig, on your success, and Corey,
thank you.
On your success now and in the future with Parkside Wrestling. Corey Van Grohl, Nick Becker, Craig Becker, thanks for being with us on Parkside today.
Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.